Ed, it is Wednesday. That means it's Wheat Wednesday, and let's talk about head scab, the potential for head scab, which, of course, we know that's there.
Well, we know we've had a lot of moisture. It's probably a little early to read the models to make a lot of prediction, but we know here in about 7 to 10 days, we're going to be heading, and that's, of course, when the head scab fungus will infect the plants if it's got the spores out there. We know we've had the moisture. We got a little more heat that's come in here, so we'll see where we are at the time. But the fungus infects wheat when flowering. Mm-hmm. And when those spikelets are open and the anthers exposed, that's when the fungus infects the plants. So ideally, we want that fungicide applied at flowering to prevent the head scab from developing. So if we have conditions favorable and we get lots of rain, it's also rain during flowering, that's when we got to be thinking about a fungicide. I want to remind people of the scab forecasting system. It's a good website. It's going to be www.wheatscab.psu.edu. It's a Penn State site. Mm-hmm. You probably can just put in their scab forecasting system, Google, and they get it to you. But that will tell you kind of whether our county is in a susceptible or not susceptible time period for scab. You're going to have to know whether your variety is a susceptible variety or a moderately tolerant variety, because they're going to ask that too. If you don't know, just to go right down the list and see where your risk wants to be. Because sometimes we don't have a risk at all, so it doesn't matter what your variety is.
Is it spotty or is it like a war front?
Historically, it's spotty. This year, it's going to be hard to tell because of, you know, we think we've had lots of rain, but it's going to be raining when the wheat is flowering. Mm-hmm. We were kind of cool when it rained a lot. Head scab likes warmer temperatures, so we may not have as many spores out there, even though we are wet. So there's a lot of things that come in play here, and that's why. So we get near that about 5 days out from flowering. That's when a producer probably wants to check this every day to see where they are. Because the thing of it is, none of our fungicides work if you spray early. You're just wasting your investment if you spray early. We do know that you can spray probably up to 5 days later and still get some control. So if you're going to error on the late side rather than the early side, because you'll get absolutely no control. And these are fairly expensive products out there. You know, by far the most common two we use, Corumba and Prezaro. There is some new products out there, but these are the only two of the older products that are the only thing that works on the head scab. Keep in mind, though, timing. Mm-hmm. And even if you do it right, you're still not going to get 100% protection because the wheat doesn't all flower at the same time.
Are there spraying recommendations on this website, or is it just strictly
going to be a forecast.
Just a locator.
Yes. If you're going to spray for head scab, don't use the strobilurin fungicides, Quadris and Headline, because if head scab comes in, these actually promote the development of vomitoxin.
Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.